I choose to believe I just have extraordinary balls.
I mean, you know.
They're heavy. They're heavy hangers. Yeah. You know?
Yeah.
They taste good.
How far... does your dick go down to the bottom of the balls or like in the middle?
Can you throw them over your shoulder like a condom?
Yes. Yeah. Woo. I absolutely can. I can throw them... I can do them pretty high, honestly. They're heavy hangers, like
really?
I said. I'll show you guys some pretty funny pictures of my balls. My balls on some stairs. Like, I was doing an American Apparel thing and... I was sitting on stairs, but one ball just like kind of fell down, and it's hanging low, dude. Boop. It's pretty good. That's bonus content. Yeah. We'll give that to the fans.
One time, before my great grandma died, we were at my grandparents' house, and she's sitting
at
the far end of the living room, and she's telling some story, some awful story about like, I think I mentioned this on the podcast before, but she's talking about like, well, I remember being a little girl. And My grandmother had a house on Georgia Avenue, and at the end of the block there was this Chinaman, and he would sell apples. And me and my cousin Eustace would run up and pull his tail and laugh and steal the apples.
What was the name?
Eustace, I don't know.
That's my middle name, though.
Yeah, I was coming up with old people names. So yeah, we'd run up and pull his tail and steal his apples and laugh and laugh. My whole family's laughing at this hate crime story. My grandmother would pull his tail, his cue, I'm assuming.
Right. Yeah.
And steal
like
his...
Like that Jet Li movie,
this,
Hero. Yeah,
right, this Chinese immigrant just trying to fucking sell some apples, and these children are harassing him. Meanwhile, everyone's looking on, they're all like, you know, enjoying this story. And I look over at my grandfather, and he's at the edge of his fucking seat, and he's got, you know, these weird Grandpa Kirkland brand shorts on, and one of his balls is just completely hanging out. Well, he's enthralled by this story. I was like, what the fuck is going on?